to the best parks in the universe, your source online for big, natural, fluffy porgs.
What?
I'm trying to riff here.
That's not
the I'm your host, Sir Rancho. With me today, as always, is my co-host, Asterios. And with me over here is my audio engineer that I hold dear. Oh, man, I fucked it up. I can't even stop riffing for long enough to do a damn bit.
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to do a parody episode of a show. Show that we all know.
I am telling you the truth right now. I don't know what you're doing. What are you trying to do?
Today's debate. We've got a hot one today.
Is this the best? Are you making fun of the best debate?
Yes.
I don't know what that show sounds like. I don't listen to it.
Literally everyone in the audience gets it. You couldn't glean that from context.
You're always saying something weird, Sriracha. That's the thing. I don't know when the weird stuff you're saying. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I stepped on your bit. Please keep going.
You did. You fucked up my bit. Now I can't do it. Anyways, guys, we have a really, really fun episode for you today because we're going to do voting. Can you make a poll on a Serious Coconuts Podcast Factory?
No, but we can make a poll on my Twitter.
And you fucking said the $30,000 website was a waste. They don't have this problem. They can make polls whenever they want. This is horse shit. I'm going to that network.
Okay.
Go to that podcast network.
Have fun.
I will.
I don't think you will.
I'm taking all my porgs with me.
Okay.
Anyways, so I bought this porg on the internet. I've been calling him. What do we call him, Mysterious?
Well, Sriracha has you guys will remember, like, I purchased Sriracha a very large porg for our anniversary named Wallard. And so Sriracha is now holding like a tiny porg, maybe the size of a grapefruit, named Smallard.
He's about 8 inches tall. He is the perfect size.
Yes.
We're going to be reviewing this porg and today's debate, which you guys will get to vote on patreon.com/stereos.
Sure.
Should this
wherever porg- we could put a poll up there too.
The debate is, like I was saying, before I was very rudely interrupted, should Smallard have been aborted? Now, I'm so smart that I could argue both sides of any debate.
Uh-huh.
So, why don't you go ahead and tell me what side of the debate, what you really believe, and then I will argue the opposite.
Well,
should this porg have been aborted?
You're putting me in a difficult position because I am pro-choice, but I love Smallard. He's so small. And by the way, I am spelling that S-M-O-L like they do on Tumblr. He's so cute. I love him. I've loved him from the moment you sent a picture to me of him where you were like, he's ugly and I wish he was aborted. I don't know why you think Smallard is so ugly, and I don't like that you say it.
I'm not the only one that thinks that Kendall and Hyde, even when I put a picture of him up, is like, you need to send that thing back to race to China, or wherever the hell came from.
Oh my god. So, why don't you explain why you think he's ugly, because no one can see him.
Well, we'll be talking about that in a moment. First, we have the pork chatter. We have a pork chatter box now. If you want to email into the show and get your message read on air, you can email me at porgchatter@protonmail.com.
You know, I bought porgchatter.com for you. I purchased the real URL. You don't need a Proton Mail.
But what if the terrorists want to email into the show?
Okay, porgchatter@protonmail.com. In case anyone from ISIS has any hot takes on porgs.
Our first email comes to us from Actual Illuminati. Actual Illuminati emailed us in no less than 5 times. Also doxing himself, which I know because he used his school email address.
Mm-hmm.
It's university email. So Actual Illuminati writes, and porg law is an interesting subject and you should cover it. You should get a wholesome family man who just so happens to be a lawyer in Minnesota. Actual Illuminati, stop emailing me. I'm trying so hard. Every time I've tried, the ball is not in my court at this point. I have set up 2 separate dates and that guy could not do either of them.
Wait, Sriracha's obviously talking about popular internet lawyer Nick Rakita.
Nick Rakita.
Sure. He's a Minnesota lawyer. He's very funny. I mean, Porg law is interesting because would they be considered like an exotic pet, an exotic bird? You know, would most leases allow you to have them? Because, like, look, I'm pretty sure if you bring a parakeet in your house, no one's going to give a shit. But a porg's different. Like, we only know that they only live on this one island.
I have done so much goddamn research for this. Oh, wait, no, I'm doing the no swearing thing. I have done so much fizzity-ucking research on this episode. I know everything about invasive species, how they're classified as invasive species, bird law, what the dimensions of a cage you would have to have, whether or not the bird can fly, and how that affects the size of the cage. I know everything about birds and bird law.
Okay. Then why do you need this guy on your show at all?
Because I need it confirmed with an actual lawyer.
Okay, well, look, I'm getting Greenberger on the Asterio Shokanotes.
Holy shite, will he do an episode of Pork Chatter?
Well, why don't we do a Pork Chatter segment on the Asterio Shokanotes?
I love it. Okay, yeah. Actually, Illuminati, there's your answer. I'm trying. Why don't you go harass him and not me? Our next question comes from a string of numbers and letters from a Gorilla Mail account.
What's Gorilla? Is that even worse than Proton Mail?
Gorilla Mail is a disposable email address service. I've used it before when you have to, like, sign up for, whatchamacallit, like, promos for... You go into a store and they're like, you sign up for our email address, you get 10% off. But then you get spammed with their garbage for the next 6 months because it's so much effort to click the unsubscribe button.
We shouldn't have to.
So instead, you just dump everything in the garbage every morning.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, use Gorilla Mail for that. This gentleman has many pork questions, which I will answer shotgun style.
Okay.
Question number one, how do porgs fuck? Covered that in the first episode. Go back and watch it. Question two, do porgs use the force? I don't think they do, but we have seen a porg turn a lightsaber on, so it's very possible that they have the possibility to use the force.
That's super wrong. Everything you just said was... Look, I know you're trying to do this rapid fire. We can go back after, but everything you just said about the force...
Okay, go ahead. No, why don't you tell us, you Star Wars nerd...
You host a show about the Star Wars birds.
You host a show about Star Trek, which is worse.
I'm not saying I'm any better than you, but you're a big nerd. You're constantly playing Age of Empires 2.
That has nothing to do with
some weird game from 1993. You watch so much anime, and I sit through it, and I'm just like, I'm gonna be a supportive boyfriend. All you do is... One time you bought 30 pairs of anime socks because they were on sale for $1 each. And I guess the only kind of socks you want are socks with schoolgirls on them.
Hey, Stereos, how much a month do you pay for your subscription to VRV?
You mean how much do I pay to give you access to VRV? Because the one time I talked about taking it away, you made a face like... You heard your aunt died, and I was like, okay, I never want to see that face again.
I didn't ask for a question, Dodge. I asked you just a simple question, dollar amount. Oh, how much you pay a month for VRV?
Sure. I spend $9.99 a month and to give my girlfriend access to VRV.
Do I spend a month on VRV? $0.00. You are a nerd, and you like anime, and you're also a pedophile defender, as we will see on Asterios Kills Kid. Is that out yet? That'll probably be out by the time this comes out. You love pedophiles and anime. You're Digibro. Or David Clegg. Do you think Sailor Moon looks too old in her uniform?
Anyone can activate a lightsaber. Han Solo activates a lightsaber in The Empire Strikes Back. All you have to do to turn on a lightsaber is push the goddamn button. It's like a fucking remote control. Finn activates a lightsaber in The Force Awakens. Now, is it possible that a porg could have the Force? Yeah, absolutely. There are no confirmed Force-sensitive porgs out there, but because the Force comes from every living thing, even the birds, it is entirely possible.
See, I thought you needed the Force to even wield a lightsaber.
No, it's called a lightsaber. It's not called a lifesaver.
A lightsaber. That's what I said.
You just said lifesaver.
I did not.
I will pause this recording right now and I'll rewind it.
Okay, we're going to make a vote on Twitter. Did I say lightsaber or lightsaver? Anyways, should the Porgs have killed Luke Skywalker to enrage the fan base more? Absolutely, they should have, and then they should have eaten his eyes.
Oh my god!
Like cats do. Should there be a Porg army in episode 9? Unquestionably, yes. Is putting BB-8 and Porgs in the same scene? Cute is overload. I think BB-8 is ugly, so no. Would you give up anime for Porgs? Unquestionably, anime is stupid. I'm sure I'll have more Porg-related questions in the future I won't ask with my actual email. Thanks. Well, thank you, writer. Thank you for listening, and thank you for emailing in. We got one more that I'd like to read. This comes to us from James. James writes, I love Porgs. I need Porgs. You're my only source of Porg right now. Good. There are no other Porg podcasts. Everybody keeps writing into me, saying, well, how do you say every week that you have the only Porg-centric podcast when there's something on iTunes called the Porgcast? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to call your attention to the date of the last episode of the Porgcast. The last time they put out an episode was in December of last year. There is no more Porgcast. There is no Porgcast. There was never a Porgcast. There is only Porg chatter. Why do people keep talking to me about this Porgcast? There is no Porgcast. There is only Porg chatter.
Hey, have you seen this, like, hot girl who's reviewed all the Porgs? There's, like, some total babe. Like, she's,
Jenny,
like, a 10.
Scoop your eyes out with a melon ball.
And she reviews every single Porg. You know, someone got her, like, that giant 9-foot-tall Porg from Target. When I think of girls, female comedians or female personalities on the internet and Porgs, I think of Jenny.
She does have a very impressive Porg collection. I'll give her that. I don't know where she got the giant one, but I've been wanting it.
I actually looked into that because I wanted to buy it back when I had a job. I did want to buy you that 9-foot-tall Porg. And thanks, Maddox.
Thanks, Maddox.
And they were like a Target in-store promotional exclusive. Like, you couldn't purchase them. A similar thing happened back in the late 90s with Watto from the Phantom Menace. Like, certain 7-Elevens and convenience stores got, like, a giant life-sized Watto. And that my friend Joan almost drove 400 miles to buy for $900.
Oh, wow. That's a long-ass drive.
Well, it's a long-ass Watto.
It's a long-arse drive. Anyways, yeah, if you want to write into Porg Chatter, once again, our email is porgchatter@protonmail.com. This is the only debate show that will not take your job. Porg Chatter has never cost anyone here.
You made me laugh so hard that I kind of got dizzy and now I have to sit down on the floor.
Now, Porg Chatter has never, as far as I know, lost anyone their job.
Oh my god!
The very real possibility that it might in the future, though.
Oh, nope. I'm changing my name. Have I not told you this?
To what?
Say hello to Miguel Sanchez, PR professional.
Wow, already racist.
What? Wait, why is it racist?
Cultural appropriation.
I'm part Portuguese.
Bullshit.
I absolutely am. My grandma's from Portugal.
What aren't you? Every time I talk to you, your ethnicity changes.
That is... Oh, yes, it's called being mixed race. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have more than one thing.
Hell yeah, brother.
Anyway, why don't you continue with the show?
Okay. Let's get down to our debate. I'm going to describe Smollard for you, and I would like you to help me describe Smollard.
Okay.
He is the perfect size. This is a point I will concede to you right off the bat. He is the size a Porg is going to be. I know we ended last episode talking about how Wallard, if he were real, would absolutely... Those Porgs would take over the world.
Right, those 2-foot-tall toddler-sized Porgs? Yes.
He would be paying rent to those Porgs.
Yes! That is absolutely... Look, they grab your stuff and they fly away and they can also swim real good. That's the thing, as we saw in Porg Problems, like, they're all diving off those cliffs like it's a fucking Busby Berkeley movie and they're swimming through the goddamn water, and we also know for a fact, and by the way, when I say we know, I mean this is all stuff that you've talked to me about and taught me offline, that Porgs are modeled after puffins and puffins are excellent swimmers.
They are. They look like they... In the Porg Problems... No, not Porg... The first one, what was it?
Porg Problems.
Porg's Problems. Yes, they dive. They do controlled dives into the sea.
It's crazy.
Porg, on the other hand, is the perfect size. He's about 8 inches tall. Yep. He is very, very fat little body.
Yeah.
However, I think this Porg is missing a neck. pork has less of a neck than most porks.
I don't know why. You've been saying that for a week or two now. I don't know why you say that. Porks don't have necks.
They need necks. They have brains.
Okay. You know what? Point withdrawn. Let me restate what I was trying to say. I feel like porks don't have the kind of defined neck that you'd expect at a human or a giraffe. I feel like they're kind of like egg-shaped. And like, you know, their head just kind of shows up at the top of their fat little body.
Look where his mouth is. His mouth is where a standard person's clavicle would be.
Really? You care that his mouth is like a half inch?
Yes.
Lower than...
The only reason you like this pork is because you're confusing its nose with its mouth.
Okay. Wait. Toss me. Thank you. No, you have a point.
His nose does look like a mouth, though.
I'm holding Smaller in my hand. By the way, he's looking at me with pleading eyes that are screaming, please don't abort me. I know that you honestly do give a shit about his mouth being half an inch lower than it should be, but like, his eyes are so big and cute.
Buddy, half an inch is like a mile on a porg that's 8 inches tall.
Granted, he's got such cute little wings. He's got these cute little webbed feet. His eyes are so big and they are pleading at you like, please give me the gift of life.
Why is his face a different... No, hold on to it because I want you to look at this. Why is his face a different color than the rest of his body? Look at where his nose mouth is. It's like yellow.
I thought that's because you like spilled coffee on
him. No, I'd never spilled coffee in that very defined area.
I don't know. Honestly, I did see this stain and I thought it was like your sweat or something. Because what people don't know is that like Sriracha sleeps with these goddamn birds.
Seriously, that doesn't make any fizzy-yuckin' sense. Look at where its eyes are. Its eyes and its the top part of its head are white. The rest of its body is white. There is one clearly defined area in it that is yellow. How would it make any sense if that was my sweat that it would be in such a defined space?
I don't know. You sweat weird.
It's
not yellow. It is. He has white fur, but then kind of the bridge of... He has sort of like a mustache-shaped zone of cream fur. It's not quite all white. But the thing is,
if you ever see a kid use cloth diapers.
Yes.
It's like when your kid pisses in the cloth diaper and then you wash it out. That's what it looks like.
Okay. I still think he's perfect. And I think that we all have things about ourselves that we would like to fix. You know, personally, I've always been a little bit concerned that my eyebrows are real big. I remember one time my 4-year-old niece, Dimitra, came up to me and she goes, you have very big eyebrows. And I go, yeah, they came from my grandpa. And she goes, and you have a very big nose. And I go, yeah, that's like a Greek thing. She's like, your head is round. And I go, yeah. And I look over at her uncle and I'm like, can you stop your daughter from ruining the rest of my life, please?
Hey, kids are brutal. They will walk up to you and say, Mom, look at that fat lady.
Yeah, they don't know. And you can't just like hit them. You used to be able to do that.
That's another Nick Rucated thing that I asked myself, but not hitting kids. But at one point he said in one of his videos, he was talking about because Russell Greer is suing Taylor Swift for $100 million.
Again?
No, same time. Because her net worth is $100 million. And Nick was talking about how your net worth, what your net worth is does not mean that you have that much money in the bank. And he starts talking about, for example, I've got a house and you can't easily extract money from that. And I have kids. They don't let you sell those anymore. Are kids part of your net worth? I don't think even if you could sell them.
No, they are.
They would. How?
Because when you get older, they take care of you. It's the social contract. So as opposed to hiring a nurse at $50,000 a year, your kids take care of you.
Really? That's a real thing? That actually goes into the calculation how many children you have? I thought those would be the opposite.
Well... I mean, I'm not an economist. I don't...
So you're just pulling this out of your ass.
What would you rather have? A kid take care of you for free? Or would you rather pay Nurse Ratched $50,000?
That's not what I asked. I asked how that played into your net worth.
Well, I think it does play in your net worth because of all the money you're saving in the long run.
Buddy, you spend way more than $50,000 raising a kid.
A year? I'm going to die slow and painful.
I'm never going to die.
And I will. And here's what I'm saying. Do resuscitate. I want you to put me in an iron lung and then put the iron lung in a cryogenic chamber. If I'm blinking, please kill me. Do not kill me. I want to go into the fucking... I want to go into the thing. What is it called? The singularity. I want to do the thing where you put on a VR helmet and reality and virtual reality are so indistinguishable that they become the same. And I want my brain to live forever on a hard drive.
Oh my God, you really are Maddox.
What? Just because he ruined what?
This is a very convincing parody episode we're doing.
Look, A, I never heard the Maddox singularity episode because I think at the time I was like mad at him for pulling some bullshit. Gee, I wonder why. But B, just because Maddox likes it doesn't mean it's always bad. He also likes eating food.
Oh no, I'm not saying it's bad because he likes it. I'm saying what you're saying is bad because it sounds like some weird contrived sci-fi bullshit.
You do a podcast about sci-fi bullshit.
What are you talking about? So do you, pot me kettle.
I'm not saying I don't, but I don't judge you for wanting to live forever. I don't know why you should judge me for wanting to be in the singularity.
Oh, that was a joke, buddy. I want them to kill me as fast as...
Wait, really?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I had the whole conversation about this with my mom the other day. She was okay. I'm filling out... What are they called?
Do not resuscitate forms?
I don't know. Wills.
A living will.
Yeah, that's what it was. And she says, if you're ever in an accident and you're like brain dead, what do you want? I was like, kill me immediately. Hell, kill me before we get there. Even if there's a chance, kill me, throw me in the trash, upload me to the cloud, I don't care.
Poor thing.
Pass him off this earth, the bend.
What is wrong? This is where they have porgs!
No, it's not. Up there is where they have porgs. And yeah, I'm that confident I'm going up. Knock on wood. Anyways, I'd like to talk more about Smollard's flaws. Oh, he's crying.
Yes, you're making him cry. You're doing a podcast about how he sucks.
I don't know why he walked so far away. Because now I gotta get up and show this to you. So now, porgs on their foreheads have... This is another weird discoloration. What is this?
That's glue. That's a little bit of the glue they use to glue his eyes to the fur.
Why is it green?
That's because it dried green. I don't know. They clearly use some sort of carpenter's or fabric glue. I feel like we can maybe trim that with some scissors or we can clean it out.
Now, Sirius, I'd like to ask you a question. Let's say you were having a child.
Okay.
And your wife went to the doctor one day and they said, hey, your kid... We did some tests. No 100% chance your kid's mouth is going to be on his neck. Would you bring that person into the world? Not his neck, his ribcage, his sternum, right where his sternum is. His mouth is going to be there. Also, he's going to be the wrong color, and he's going to have, what's that thing, vitiligo? Where your skin is a bunch of different colors.
I don't know. Look.
Vitiligo.
I don't.
Stylistic linguistics. I don't know. Somebody tell me how you pronounce it.
Okay, why don't you throw a poll up about the way to pronounce vitiligo?
Guys, we're going to have many polls this episode. How do you pronounce vitiligo? Should this pork have been aborted? Is this Stereos Maddox? On a scale of yes to yes, how absolutely retarded is this Stereos' plan to have his lung uploaded to the cloud when he dies?
It's closer than you think. With the Jake... Technology moves at a J curve. Think about this.
What?
Wait. I'll draw it for you. Technology moves at a J curve.
No. I know what you're saying, but is
J curve? Oh, what am I saying?
You're saying it goes up and then really fast.
Like yes.
X squared graph.
Yes, exactly. It moves exponentially faster. Within 50 years, we might have the ability to fool our brains into thinking that we're not plugged into a computer.
I played a hentai game about that once.
Tell me more.
It was... that. Well, that's the twist ending, so I'm not going to tell you which one, also because it was very gross. They had this bet with this guy, and whoever he ended up fucking would win the bet inside the singularity. It was a very confusing hentai game. I had to patch it myself.
Now who's Maddox?
That is nothing.
You're writing your own patches for your porno games.
I didn't write the patch. I'm saying there's no official English translation. So they had to set up a project to have people all contribute to the patching. I don't know how to patch video games. I wouldn't know how to create a patch, but I helped with it.
So you helped translate it?
Yeah.
That's nice of you. A lot of people don't know this. Sriracha was a Japanese teacher in college.
Yeah. Can't read too well, but...
You can read just fine. You read that Japanese newspaper the other day. You read the front page of it.
Yeah, I did.
I thought that was cool.
Aw, thank you.
You know what else I think is cool?
What?
Smollard. I don't know why you feel the need to compulsively take him apart. If I found out that I was having a baby and that the baby would be born with a hair lip or would be born with Down syndrome or something, no, I wouldn't abort the baby. That's eugenics.
You didn't answer my question about its mouth being on its neck, though.
We can move the mouth.
You can't move the mouth?
What do you mean you can't move the mouth?
There's no way to fix this. This, what you're looking at right now, I'm making him open and close his mouth, his neck mouth. There's no way to fix this hysteria.
There absolutely is. There's a teddy bear hospital 5 minutes away from where I grew up. When we go visit my parents, we will bring this pork there, and we will get a mouth endectomy, and we'll move his mouth up 2 inches so you won't try to abort Smaller.
Once again, I would like to remind you how far 2 inches is on an 8-inch pork. You're going to destroy the structure.
Just draw where you want the mouth. Just tell the teddy bear. Tell the teddy bear doctor where to move the mouth.
It's not that simple when you don't have a neck. There's not enough fabric.
Ladies and gentlemen listening to this, Sriracha was so upset about Smaller's appearance. Sriracha, I know I've said this before on the show, but Sriracha doesn't like the porgs you can get in America at the store. Sriracha gets special porgs that you can only get on Chinese eBay. If you Google, what is it, super deformed porg?
Yeah, that's what Wallard is.
Yeah, you go to eBay, Google deformed porg. And by the way, you ordered a deformed porg and now you're complaining about it.
Okay, well, there's, that's not the whole story.
Well, please, it's your podcast.
First of all, there's a reason I don't like the American porgs, and the reason is because they're not just huggable, cute porgs. They're full of metal guts. You can't snuggle, like, they waddle around and chirp and shit and stuff, but the reason that I'm not specifically seeking out Chinese porgs because I'm a weeb, or a Koreaboo, or whatever China is to blank as Koreaboo is to Korea, or weeb is to Japanese. That's not the reason. The reason is because I just want something small that I can hug and sleep with. In Target, they also have super deformed porgs, but those things look like death. Those things, I think we could both agree, should be aborted.
Okay, I'd have to see them. All right, I'll pull one up right now. Hold on.
Pause this episode.
Okay, hold on. We'll be right back. After this commercial for...
Patreon.com/...
Okay, you do a commercial for Patreon.com/stairs, and I'm going to look up this porg.
Guys, I love podcasting so much that I regularly sweat through my shirt when I'm doing it. Like right now. If you love listening to this horse crap, go on Patreon.com/Asterios. You can get episodes of Porg Chatter early, sometimes up to 2 months early, depending on when I remember to set it free. You can get our sister show, Asterios Kills a Pile of Crosswords, which is about us killing piles of crosswords with very small children. You can get, I don't know, Science Friction. I'm not allowed on that show anymore, so I don't watch it. Patreon.com/Asterios, our sponsor.
You are allowed on that show. One person made fun of you once on Reddit.
Many people made fun of me and I deserved it.
Like, you were always the funniest person. You won that show a lot because you were hilarious.
Oh, Waifu Wars too. You can get Waifu Wars early.
Yeah. You can get a lot of stuff early at patreon.com/stairs.
Good stuff. Oh, we're recording this on the 4th of July, and I'm very excited. Look at the porgs.
I have the porgs open. Sriracha is right.
They're disgusting.
I don't want to say they're disgusting, but they look like an entirely different breed of pork. The colors are not at all what pork colors are. They look like snow porks or something, like the porks you'd find in like the Arctic region of Okto.
Why did you make this, Target? I want to know why. Is there a premium on thread in China? Why couldn't you make something like the porg that I'm holding? Smaller might be effed up five ways to Sunday, but that thing is jank. That thing is on gang. That needs to die in a fire.
Now, Target sells two stuffed plush porks. I have the second one open as well. And I am not kidding. He looks like Jar Jar Binks. Take a look at this.
That is ugly. It's ugly.
I know. It's weird. It has the same color scheme as Jar Jar Binks. The eyes are in the same place. The arms are like floppy and they're hanging like Jar Jar's do. Its
mouth is so big,
yes.
It looks like a caricature.
Now, Sriracha, I'll pull up, of course, the original pork I was talking about, the one that I feel is a bit of a snow pork, this guy.
Buddy, that's not even the right pork. Wait till I show you.
Yeah, here, look, let me go to the GIS image results. Are you here?
This is the pork I was talking about.
Oh, that's terrible. Okay, it's a 16-inch plush pork from Target. Wow, I'm not kidding. Target sells three porks and they're all terrible. Actually, this one looks like it's from ThinkGeek. I mean, maybe it was
even
on
worse.
Both.
Wow, even worse.
It has a big seam down its forehead like someone gave it brain surgery. It's got weird flecks on the sides of its head that porks don't have.
Its head is a cylinder. It looks
like,
what is that Saturday Night Live sketch?
The Coneheads.
It looks like a Conehead pork. This is the things that really pisses me off. And when I finally snap and do something that I'm not going to say on this podcast,
thank you.
It's going to be because little shit like this. Why are the feet not webbed? What a fucked up little thing to not do. You could have. It's one less cut you had to make. Cutting the fabric in between the toes.
That's true. It would have been easier to make the web. And of course they need webbed feet because they're natural swimmers.
Like ducks, why would you do this? Why did you make so much effort to do something so wrong?
Look at this one. This one's terrible.
It's
this one's
ugly.
From ebgames.com.
That's not even a porg.
No.
I wouldn't even identify that as a porg.
Okay. Well, Sir Nachos.
Oh, God.
I have to say, seeing as you know how difficult it is to make a pork correctly, I'm not kidding, we have just seen four examples, two from Target, one from ThinkGeek, one from BB Games, and I have to agree with her, they are all terrible. Can't you count your blessings that Smollard is at least cute as fuck? I mean, yeah, he's not perfect. None of us are. His eyes are clearly too big. Those are clearly the eyes they meant to use for the medium-sized porg, but they just glued on the small-sized porg. His mouth is too low. That fur is discolored, and there is also dried fabric glue between his eyes. Which is, of course, where you're looking at the toy, so every time you look at his eyes, you see that there's a little mistake there. But aren't we all a little mistake?
Don't we all have glue in between our eyes? Hey, it's like that verse from the Bible. He who does not have a mouth on his neck, throw the first stone. Yeah, okay, you know what? We're going to leave this up to the audience. This has been Pork Chatter. I'm your host, Rich, and this was a very high energy episode. How do they end Best Debate? Oh, they go through the news.
They do?
Yeah, they do. They pull. And now I've got some cool headlines from around the web.
Oh my God.
I think that might actually be what he says.
Are you serious?
Now I've got some cool headlines from around the information superhighway.
Oh my God.
Today is the 4th of July. A fun fact of the day. And me and Stereos are going to a tiki bar. I didn't know that was a thing until a couple days ago. I thought it was just a shitty theme that some bars had. Oh man, I really let go of the... I'm so womped up right now. I let go of the no swearing thing. Okay, I'm going to go back to it.
Okay.
I didn't know that was a thing. I thought that was just a very unappealing theme that some bars had.
Tiki drinks are great because... You don't know how drunk you're getting until you're being kicked out.
Like margaritas.
I don't know. Margaritas, I can taste the sting sometime in a margarita. But like, if you have yourself a scorpion bowl, a zombie, you have yourself a volcano, It's full of so much juice and sugar, you don't know what's happening.
Oh, lit, I'm so excited.
We're going to have fun.
The ones that I used to work at a restaurant called Schmuffalo Schmaldschmings.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what that could be.
And yeah, that's an XB, guys. Don't worry. I've concealed their identity. I also used to work at a restaurant called Whack Donald's when I was in high school. But when I worked at Schmuffalo Schmaldschmings, they had these margaritas, and I'm not sure if they still have them because I avoid that place like the fizzity yuckin' plague. Mm-hmm. That were very, very, they weren't super sweet, but they were overpowered, which is weird for those chain restaurants.
Right.
Usually they water that stuff down five exactly. weeks Sunday.
Yeah. All right. Let's play some Age of Empires. We'll go to the tiki bar. We'll go hang out with Lucy.
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Patreon.com/Steris. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Vote.
Oh, yeah. The poll will be up at patreon.com/Steris. It will be a free poll that anybody can access. There will also be a second poll on my Twitter, because we did say there would be.
Yeah. What are the polls? Would you abort your kid with a mouth neck? And how do you pronounce vitiligo? And also, is it stereospatics? Those three polls will be available on my Twitter at @deleteyouraccountspelledstupid.
Your Twitter is set to private.
I'll unprivate it when this episode comes out.
Okay.
Okay, bye.